On September 30th, 2004, police in Tulsa, Oklahoma were called to the apartment of an 18-year-old college student who lived alone. Brittany Phillips, an aspiring medical student who planned on dedicating her life to cancer research, had just moved back to Oklahoma after a year away. She was incredibly close with her mother and brother, but had fallen out of contact with them and friends in the days before police arrived at her apartment to perform a wellness check. Brittany had not shown up for class for the better part of a week, and her absence was noted. Inside of Brittany's second-story apartment, her body would be found. She had been raped and murdered, and left lying on the floor next to her bed for a period of days. Despite there seeming to have been an altercation prior to her trauma, there was no sign of a forced entry, and the mystery of how this unknown perpetrator had entered Brittany's apartment remains a point of contention today, with many believing that he might have gained access through the upstairs attic space, which was shared between Brittany and her neighbors, where he might have gained entry and simply lied in wait for Brittany to return home. When I originally covered Brittany's story just earlier this year, back in June, I remained hopeful that DNA testing could provide answers for this long unsolved cold case. I even spoke to Brittany's mother, Dr. Maggie Zingman, who has become one of my personal heroes, and she shared the same optimism. A DNA sample found at the crime scene had been submitted to Parabon Nanolabs back in 2017, the same DNA analysis service that helped bring answers to cases such as the Golden State Killer and Bear Brook murders. There, it had helped create a snapshot, a profile of the supposed killer, which included genetic details and even a portrait which gave life to the face of a supposed killer. Yet, in the months since, this information has turned out to be less than reliable, providing a major setback in this case, and to the loved ones of Brittany Phillips. The snapshot created by Parabon Nanolabs was publicized by Tulsa Area Police in 2018, and Dr. Maggie Zingman, Brittany's mother, had been working tirelessly to present this information to any news agency that she could find. When I covered this story back in June of this year, 2019, I detailed all of this information, and even published the snapshot image of the supposed killer's face on the podcast website. Yet, just a couple of months after my original episode, it would be revealed that police were no longer seeking the individual at the center of the snapshot, with this lead kind of evaporating in front of us. It turns out that Tulsa police had been able to track down the individual at the center of the snapshot, whose DNA had been submitted to Parabon Nanolabs back in 2017, but through a simple process of elimination, they were able to rule this individual out as a suspect entirely. Tulsa Detective Eddie Majors, speaking to the press back in August, told reporters with the Tulsa World, quote, "We identified him through an investigation and interviewed him. Through information we received from him and corroboration we got for his story, we are no longer looking at the suspect, based on the forensic composite drawing that we released. It's really frustrating, but we start over. The thing is, we know now we've eliminated one piece of the puzzle," unquote. In that same article, it would be revealed that in an email from Brittany's mother, quote, "This means the DNA profile that we have used for 15 years, developed from blood and semen at the crime scene. The blood and semen was not our killer. It was found at her apartment because Brittany let this young man and her girlfriend sleep over," unquote. This means that a lead that police had been following for over a decade was nothing more than a dead end, which had taken years to follow to its natural conclusion. So, where does this leave us? Unfortunately, in the same place we were left in June, when I originally covered Brittany's story. Police are still hopeful that someone with information will come forward at some point in the future, but it is unknown if they currently have any leads or remaining persons of interest. Their investigation seems to be nowhere closer than it was half a year ago, and we have now officially crossed the 15-year mark since this case began unfolding. Brittany's mother, Dr. Maggie Zingman, continues her never-ending quest to raise awareness for Brittany's murder, driving her brightly colored pink and purple vehicle across America, hoping to catch eyeballs and speak to any reporter that will agree to cover Brittany's case. I sincerely hope that I could bring you a more uplifting update in the future, but for the time being, the story of Brittany Phillips remains unresolved.